Penguin Random House Audio presents The Assassin by Clive Cussler and Justin Scott. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. 1899, Pennsylvania.
Do I hear a train? Asked Spike Hopewell.
Two trains, said Bill Matters.
The heavy, wet huff of the Pennsylvania Railroad's 280 freight locomotives carried for miles in the still night air.
They're on the main line, not here.
Spike was nervous. It made him talkative.
You know what I keep thinking?
John D. Rockefeller locked up the oil business before most people were born.
To hell with Rockefeller. To hell with Standard Oil.
Bill Matters had found their Achilles heel. After 30 years fighting the Standard, 30 years of getting driven into the mud, he was finally going to break their pipeline monopoly. Tonight, under a sky white with stars, in a low-lying hayfield in the foothills of the Allegheny Mountains. Wooded slopes ringed the field. Pennsylvania Railroad tracks crossed it, bridging the dip in the hills on a tall timber trestle. Spike Hopewell was going along with the scheme, against his better judgment. Bill had always been susceptible to raging brainstorms that verged on delirium, and they were getting worse. Besides, when it came to driving Independence out of business, John D. Rockefeller had personally invented every trick in the book.
Now!
Bill drew his big old Remington six-cylinder and fired a shot in the air. Whips cracked. Mules heaved in their harness. Freight wagons full of men and material rumbled across the field and under the train trestle, a framework of braced timbers.